Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I say hello to everyone out there. It has been a while since I have spoken with you, and I'm so glad and grateful to be back on the air. I have had quite an ordeal for the last couple of weeks. I began to get sick. It was around February the 8th. It was on a Sunday, and I was sick kind of like the whole week, and I did podcast during that time. And by the time Friday came, Friday the 13th, I began to get severely ill. I was severely ill. I started throwing up. I had a massive headache, probably the worst headache. Not even probably, it is the worst headache I have ever felt in my life. It's like a 2x4 was just put to the back of my head and just somebody whacked me in the back of the head and at the top of my head. And then I began to vomit and then I began to faint. And so this happened a couple of times at home. My husband and my daughter rushed me to the emergency room. They started watching over me there. They thought that I was maybe having seizures, and they didn't know what was going on because I was still throwing up and I was still fainting and passing out. They put me in ICU and started watching me, and my heart rate started to drop. It got in the 30s, and then eventually it flatlined for 10 to 12 seconds. And thank God it came back up. They did a CAT scan, they did an EKG, and they saw nothing, thank God. And they kept me in the hospital for a couple of days for observation, watching me and making sure that my heart rate was going to be up. My heart rate remained low, but it didn't go back down to that really, really low state that it once did. But I thank God to be talking to you today, and I thank God for His grace and His awesome power. And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing over until God says it's over. Nothing. Nothing is over until God says it's over. We are all in the palm of God's hand, and He saw fit that I had more things to do here and that I had a greater work, and I praise God for it, and I thank God, and I bless His name that He shall help me finish the work. And so I want to encourage you today to keep on going. Keep on going. The Bible says in Revelation, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Him, we overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. This is the second time that I have almost died. The first time was when I was pregnant with my daughter. I was 5 months pregnant. Came down with some kind of food poisoning. That's happened actually after, and then I had an appendectomy. My appendix perforated, poison started going through my body. They told me my baby had 50% chance to live. I went into all kind of shock. It was terrible. I was in the hospital 8 days without food because they couldn't feed me because I couldn't hold anything down, and they didn't know what to do with me. But God healed me again, and I almost left this earth at that time. But you know what? God has a plan. He has a plan. He has a plan for your life, and He has a plan for my life. And I trust and believe God, and I have an increased faith on today. Hallelujah. I have an increased faith on today that God will do what He will do, and He is in charge. And I trust and believe that what He say shall come to pass, and He has something for me to do, and I'm talking to you today. And I'm here to tell you about Jesus, to tell you about the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer, and we're going to read in Matthew today. Lord, I thank you. I just have so much to thank you for. I am grateful to even have a voice on today in the land of the living. I love you. I love everything that you're about, everything that you stand for, everything that you came to do for the saving of souls. I thank you, Lord, for your awesome power and your might. I thank you, Lord, for your plan. I thank you, Lord, that you are the sovereign God. You are all powerful. You are the end. You are the beginning. You are everything. You are the great I am. And I thank you, Lord. And I am grateful, Lord, for your love towards me and towards the listeners, Lord. I pray that you save, heal, deliver, set free in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's go over to Matthew. We're going to read Matthew today in chapter 10, and we're going to begin at verse 24. It says, "The disciple is not above his teacher or his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his teacher, his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household?" This is basically saying that whatever they've done to Jesus, they're going to do to his household. They're going to do to us, the saints. So if the enemy has been after Jesus, he's after the saints. If he came to try Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, he's coming to try the saints. But Jesus says in the word of God that Satan's come to try me, and he's found nothing in me. And that's what we strive for, that the enemy has nothing in us to attach to try to do his work. Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. That's the word. That's the word. Let's continue. Verse 26 of Matthew chapter 10. "Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered or veiled that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. When I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops." So as God reveals to you his word, revelation from his word, revelation of who he is, why he came, what his plan is, everything from the beginning all the way till we see Jesus in peace, even after the millennial reign, to be with him in glory, in eternity, forever and ever. It says, preach it from the housetops. Don't hold it in. And so that's why we preach on this podcast. We teach on this podcast. We teach about Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. All is in him. All life is in him. And in him is no darkness. And I love the Lord on today. And I have an increased faith to call those things by that be as no, not as though they were. That means saying to this mountain, be thou removed, have it cast into the sea, and it be gone. Because God has given us a measure of faith. And he said, if we have faith the size of a grain, one grain of a mustard seed, we can call those things as be not as though they were. We can say to certain things, be gone. I have a niece even right now that is in the hospital in a coma. She is 32 years old. A week later, after I was hospitalized, she was hospitalized. She had had a headache all day. She had went to the hospital vomiting, and they found out that her blood pressure was so high that blood had burst in her brain and caused a blood clot, and she is in a coma after brain surgery. Her name is Nicole Littlejohn, and I ask you to join me in prayer with her for her complete healing. She is in a coma. They said that she will not have the use of the left side of her body ever again if she wakes up out the coma. But you know what? I know that God is a healer. I'm living testimony that God is a healer, and he can do miraculous things. He is miracle. So he can do it. So I ask that you join with me in prayer for Nicole Littlejohn and pray for her that God's complete healing be done. I'm going to leave you today, but I leave you with the word of faith. Have faith in the Lord. Nothing else matters. Have faith in the Lord. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care what circumstance, what situation, what you've been told, who told you, who's coming against you. If God be for us, who can be against us? I love you on today. Talk to you tomorrow on the Word in Me. God bless.